In September 1971, inmates of Attica Penitentiary rebelled, seizing the prison for 5 days. 31 inmates were massacred by machine gun bullets when heavily armed troops retook the prison. Their struggle against racism, abuse, and injustice inspired prisoners and other oppressed groups across the world.
They call it the law, we call it apartheid, internment, conscription, partition, and silence. It's a law that they make to keep you and me where they think we belong. They hide behind steel and bulletproof glass, machine guns and spies. And they tell us who suffer the tear gas and the torture that we're in the wrong. They suffer the torture, they rotted in cells when crazy wrote letters and died. The limits of pain they endured, but the loneliness got them instead. And the courts gave them justice, as justice is given by well-mannered thugs. Sometimes they fought for the will to survive, but more times they just wished they were dead.
Splitting the Sky was a 19-year-old inmate and organizer during the Attica uprising. No
time to show Attica, it empowered, it re-empowered the oppressed. No time for because, I mean, for years after that, I mean, we got bold.
And the sound of the sirens, the cry of the morn. No time for love if they come.
Splitting the Sky is a former political prisoner and activist from the Mohawk Nation. He was involved in the defense of Shuswap territory during the Gustison Lake standoff. We spoke with him in July 2004. Let's join Splitting the Sky as he reflects on the Attica Rebellion, starting with how we ended up there in the first place.
Oh, the sound of the sirens.